world's last ever radio extravaganza. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.
Are you hungry, Neil? I live in the American Gardens building, west of the First Street, on the 11th floor. My name is Patrick Bateman. I'm 27 years old. I believe in taking care of myself, in a balanced diet, and a rigorous exercise routine. In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches. I can do 1,000 now. After I remove the ice pack, I use a deep pore cleanser lotion. In the shower, I use a water-activated gel cleanser. Then a honey almond body scrub. And on the face, an exfoliating gel scrub. Then I apply an herb mint facial mask, which I leave on for 10 minutes while I prepare the rest of my routine. I live in the American Gardens building on West 81st Street. I live in the American Gardens building on West 81st Street, on the 11th floor. My name is Patrick Bateman. I'm 27 years old. I believe in taking care of myself, in a balanced diet, and a rigorous exercise routine. In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches. I can do 1,000 now. Thank you. After I remove the ice pack, I use a deep pore cleanser lotion. In the shower, I use a water-activated gel cleanser. Then a honey almond body scrub. And on the face, an exfoliating gel scrub. Then I apply an herb mint facial mask, which I leave on for 10 minutes while I prepare the rest of my routine. I always use an aftershave lotion with little or no alcohol, because alcohol dries your face out and makes you look older. Then moisturizer, then an anti-aging eye balm, followed by a final moisturizing protective lotion.
Information adjustments.
There is an idea.
Information adjustments. They sent me here. They said you have
some kind of distraction. But there is no real enemy, something illusory. And though I can hide my cold gaze, and you can shake my hand and feel flesh gripping yours, and maybe you can even sense our lifestyles are probably comparable, I simply am not there.
It's the wee fund for Tuttle.
Tuttle?
It's been confusion for the word go. He's been overcharged for information retrieval procedures, and somewhere, he's trying to make us carry the can.
Can I have a look? I've never seen a refund check before.
Up it is, Jeffers. Yes. He always believes that people should pay more for their interrogation. And B, he loathes me.
Send it to somebody else. Better still, send it to Buckle. After all, it's his chair.
I've tried that, but look, Buckles. You see, the population census has got him down as daunted. The central collective storehouse computer has got him down as deleted. Information retrieval has got him down as inoperative. And there's another one. Security has got him down as excised. Administration has got him down as completed.
He's dead.
I live in the American Gardens building on West 81st Street.
I'll never get rid of the damn thing now.
What can we do, Sam? We're going next to Kim. There we go.
I live in the American Gardens building on West 81st Street. On the 11th floor.
What's the number on the check?
271-56789 stroke 074-328-K.
Back into memory. Central banking. Veronica Buckle. This is deposit.
I live in the American Gardens building on West 81st Street, on the 11th floor.
Oh. 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 Little mess.
It's okay. You should see my room.
I live in the American Gardens building.
You're really into computers, huh?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Dialing into the school's computer. They change the password every couple of weeks, but I know where they write it down.
In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches.
Those are grades?
I don't think that I deserved it, do you?
that.
Already done. Do you have a middle initial?
K. Catherine. These are my grades.
You really think I didn't?
How can anybody get a D in home ec?
That's none of your business. Can you erase this, please?
No, too late.
What are you doing?
I'm changing your biology grade.
No, I don't want you to do that. You're going to get me in trouble.
No. Find out.
He did. Turned out.
There, you just got to see. Now you don't have to go to summer school.
Change it back.
What? You really think I didn't know?
Sir?
I have to have some way of testing my handiwork.
I live in the American Gardens, well, West 81st Street.
You really think I didn't know?
Sir?
I have to have some way of testing my handiwork. I think it turned out rather well. And you? Evil turned out rather well.
Okay.
Whose are these?
Those are grades?
Yeah. I live in the American Gardens.
I don't think that I deserve that.
Do you? On the 11th floor.
You really are an untidy boy.
You can't do that.
Already done.
Do you
mean
you live on that?
All the time.
Her room's upstairs.
Your parents are home?
Do you mean you knew what was happening to us all the time?
Well, of course. I am a supreme being. I'm not entirely a dim.
Oh, no, sir. What's this, that, sir? It's just...
If I let you borrow my map. Now, I want every bit of evil placed in here.
There is one, sir.
Right away.
Drive out to Mrs.
Buckley.
Let us sign the
back. I live in the American Garden.
Just to test your creation.
Yes. Really, our clever boy.
Why did they have to die?
You might as well say, why do we have to have Edil?
Well, we wouldn't dream of asking a question like that, sir.
Yes, why do we have to have Edil?
Ah. I think it's something to do with free will.
Would you tell me what's going on here? And don't tell me about another bike accident.
What do you want to hear, Mom?
The truth.
No, you don't want to hear the truth. All you want to hear is how great it is out here. Well, maybe great for you, but it sucks for me. I hate this place. I hate it. I just want to go home. Why can't we just go back home?
Listen to me.
What?
I cannot help you unless you tell me what's wrong.
I gotta take karate, that's it.
You took karate?
No, not at the Y, a good school.
I live in the American Gardens building.
It's not fair. You'll like this fair coming out of you, but I ask me how I felt.
I'm 27 years old. I believe in taking care of myself, in a balanced diet, and a rigorous exercise routine. In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches. I can do 1,000.
You really think I didn't know?
I see it because you told me.
Rather well.
I live in the American Gardens building, West 81st Street.
Evil turned out rather well. You really think I didn't know?
Sir?
I have to have some way of testing my handiwork. I think it turned out rather well. And you? Evil turned out rather well.
What secret did you tell me?
Going blind?
I live in the American Gardens building on West 81st Street.
Not yet, but soon.
sometime this year.
I live in the American Gardens building on West 81st Street, on the 11th floor.
It's not as bad as it sounds. It's a family thing.
But blind.
I've always known it. From I was a little girl, I knew.
Are you okay?
To America, because in America they can give Jean an operation, you know?
Jean?
But he doesn't know about it. You mustn't tell him, because then it could get worse. I just have to save up money, you know, enough money to... Oh, I almost got it. For the operation. Can operate on Gene when he turns 13.
I live in the American Gardens building on West 81st.
Do you have a story about your father?
I never had a father. I made up his name too.
And that's why you put in all these hours in the Lord's pen to do everything you do.
This has been Ken's last ever radio extravaganza on Co-op, KOOP Austin. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza can be heard every Tuesday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. in Austin. It can be listened to, not in real time, on the internet. Past shows, last week's show, last month's show, lots of shows, lots and lots and lots of shows. Listen to them, listen to them, listen to them. The address to go to is counterfolk.com/lastever. Again, that's counterfolk.com/lastever. Send me email, ken@counterfolk.com. Call on the phone, 512-472-KOOP. counterfolk.com/lastever. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza, Tuesdays, 6:30 to 7. KOP Austin now includes broadcast day, Co-op is Cooperative One Community Radio for Austin, Texas, licensed board of directors, attached education broadcast, cooperative incorporated by the Federal Communications Commission. Co-op is a business.com radio and broadcast 91.7 MHz, effective radio and power 3,000 watts. Co-op is a non-commercial educational station and depends heavily on literature contribution and visits, underwriting, member test, education broadcaster. Co-op broadcast 9 to 7 p.m. weekdays, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. The viewpoints and opinions heard on Co-op do not necessarily affect those of the board of directors, staff members, or underwriters. Our offices and studio are located on the third floor of 304 East 5th Street in downtown Austin. For further information about Co-op, call our office line at 472-1369. Stay tuned to 91.7 FM for KVRX Student Radio from the University of Texas at Austin. Join us again tomorrow morning at 9 for more great community radio programming. Thank you for listening. Co-op, your community radio station. This has been Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. I'm sorry.